I'm Linda Lauer. I live 143 Riverbend Road in Bath, 03740. I'm the Emergency Management Director of the Town of Bath. And in the interest of full disclosure, I'll tell you I'm also a member of the Conservation Commission. We're a small town. We wear many hats. I have concerns about a very small area of the proposed route, but I think it's indicative of a much larger problem, and that's a lack of thorough planning going into this project. The proposed route, alternative route that goes across 112, is right alongside the Wild Ammonoosuc River. It's in an area of very steep slopes, an area with very unstable soils, and historically we have landslides in that area. So obviously there's not been a lot of planning going into the location of that particular site. When that area does have a landslide, it limits our ability to provide emergency services to the town of Swiftwater. That's the only paved road that goes out there. So we have to divert all the emergency vehicles out on dirt roads. In addition, when we do have landslides in that area, it causes pollution of the Wild Ammonoosuc River. The soil going into the river is one thing, but we've already heard about the spraying that takes place on the right-of-way after the fact. And when those herbicides go down into the Wild Ammonoosuc River, we're endangering our trout population and exposing all of our southern visitors that come up to pan for gold to all the herbicides. So again, I very much question the thoroughness of the route planning process that's gone into the Northern Pass up to this point. It appears, at least on a preliminary view, to be a route that has been the cheapest, not the one that is least disruptive to the North Country. Thank you.